For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Morning Briefing here on NoFilter.net, Caffeine TV, and a variety of other platforms where the program is distributed. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jeff DeForest. That is Mike Luby Lubitz. Although it looks like you've got your Kareem Abdul-Jabbar stilts on
can't now.
Today, Levine.
I fixed
You're
it.
Way up there. Right. Is that that new chair that you got? Did it just prop up?
No.
It looks fantastic. You don't need to change it. No, I mean, I like it. It's a big
like
presence
it like
here.
That.
It's a commanding presence.
I don't
because
know.
If people are going to tune into a show, they have to feel like the host really is confident in
go.
What it is that he's saying. If you're just sitting on a fence, I've told you this for many years. Let me take a position. Don't be sitting on a fence. You're paid to have an opinion.
Yep.
And if you're one of those guys, yeah, well, it could be this. Yeah, well, it could be that. Who's going to tune into your show? Look prosperous. A sales guy told me that many, many years ago. Look prosperous. Don't be down to your last thing. We were selling souvenirs at Shea Stadium. You're walking around with 1 year book. It's bent in the corner and one tired old pennant from the Philadelphia Phillies. Who's going to buy from you? Nobody. Mm-hmm. It's the guy that's got everything. That's just passing them out one after another. He's the guy that's going to prosper. So look prosperous to prosper. That's always a good thing. And I like the authoritative look that you're using here on the program with the And this is a shame because this is an annual bet of mine. And it's always bad when it's over before it starts, Luke. That's one of the things about betting Derby futures. It used to be the thing where that was one of the only things that you would have maybe future bets on who's going to win the Masters come out like the day after the Masters is concluded 1 year. They already have the favorites and the odds to win it the following year. And there are people that are inclined to just plunge right into it and get involved in these future season-long, year-long, annual type of bets. Now, I have one every year for the NCAA tournament. I bet 100 on Lipscomb to win it all. And one of these years, it's going to happen. Big Daddy's going to come through for me. Where is Lipscomb? Did we ever figure that out? Lipscomb? I think we've looked it up a few times. We can't even remember where the fuck these guys are. But nonetheless, they're in the ASUN Conference.
Okay.
What is that? The American Sports Unification Network? What is that?
Atlantic. ASUN. I think it's the Atlantic Sun.
Atlantic Sun. Okay.
Where is it? No idea. Like, what is the region? Oh, good luck. I just know.
Atlantic Sun. Where the hell is the Atlantic Sun? Somewhere in, like, South Carolina? Is that where it begins? We're here in Florida, man. We get plenty of Atlantic Sun. We get it every
Lipscomb,
day.
I think it's in Nashville, Tennessee, unless there's multiple Lipscombs.
I can't imagine there's more than one Lipscomb.
Nashville,
there was only
Tennessee.
One Big Daddy. That's why we bet him. A school that's named after a fabled sports figure, an heroic sports figure in United States sports history. You have to be in love with, and I have been for years. I know it's costing me a lot of money. That they have made the tournament, Lipscomb, I want to say. But the likelihood that they're going to win it would have to be along Blutarski lines, would it not? 0.0. So they get knocked out. I can't imagine. Did they get an at-large bid? Is it possible that we can squeeze them in there somehow? I didn't see them on Lenardi's first four out.
Because
they're far out, not even first four out.
Exactly.
Northern Alabama beats them in the tournament in the second round. Oddly and ironically, K.J. Johnson, a player you're no doubt well familiar with, K.J. Johnson, who transferred after 3 years at Lipscomb to Northern Alabama, beats them with a buzzer shot.
Oh, jeez.
As he faces his former team and many of his friends and teammates have to see him sink their hopes of winning the NCAA tournament and, at the same time, gobbling up my money. And that could be the theme of the show today, Aluby. 50 ways to lose your money. A fool and his money are easily separated, are they not? And with all of this crazy betting that's going on, I was examining some Major League Baseball season-long proposition bets. And they've been hitting me in the face almost every day. Who's going to be the MVP? I don't know. Do you have any, you want to venture a guess on that? MVP, National League? going to be the National League MVP. Could you take 12-1 on Bryce Harper to do it again for a third time? Bryce Harper, two-time MVP.
Ohtani or Acuna?
Ohtani, I don't think, does it because he's not going to pitch this year.
Yeah, but he's a great hitter.
Primarily, I think he's going to be almost exclusively, if not exclusively, a DH for the Dodgers.
If he puts up sick numbers, just focusing on hitting, he may be even better at hitting.
I'll book your bet on Ohtani.
Ohtani or Acuna are the two I would go with.
Acuna is the favorite, but you're still getting a reasonable price. If there it is. Wow. Is that the most overworked cliche in all of sports? Do you have to put the finger quotes up when you say, if he stays healthy?
Yeah. He gets hurt a lot.
If this guy plays the whole season, MVP stats, you know he's going to put up numbers, or you have the feeling that consistent with what he's done in the past, his past performance chart is very, very favorable, possibly for an MVP bid. I wouldn't rule it out, but it's not sexy, Luby, to take the favorite to win the MVP unless you think that if you took Wembanyama to be the rookie of the year in the NBA, was it an absolute cinch? It is now. But was it, say, a quarter of the way through the season when Wembanyama was struggling a little bit with the San Antonio Spurs and you were watching Chet Holmgren spark and ignite Oklahoma City to heights that they never thought in their wildest imagination that they would enjoy? But now it's a cinch. That bet looks pretty good. So sometimes you can cash on that. It's like the times that you're going through just a brutal slump at the racetrack. You haven't cashed a ticket in 3 days. And so you take some 3-5 shot and you bet $2 on them to show just so you can go to the window and get that feeling going again. Get that adrenaline rush of having a winning ticket in your hand. Yeah, I got him. I got $2 to show. Go fuck yourself.
You know me.
You break the streak.
What's the guy, I'm forgetting his name, the one that was on the Red Sox that's also on the Dodgers. He may feast off of having Ohtani in the lineup.
Oh, Mookie Betts.
Betts may be a guy, because he's put up nice numbers, but he hasn't been the same exact guy he was with the Red Sox. But now that he has Ohtani, because he had a lot of pressure at the top to middle of the order with the Dodgers. You have Ohtani there. He's going to get all the pressure. Betts may feed off of it. Betts may feed off of that.
Good. Could be an MVP candidate. He's among the favorites also.
Oh, he is? Okay, then Betts, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're still getting 5-6-1 on a season-long bet, and you have a nice, long story that unfolds in front of you, and there are going to be highs and lows. Here's what I love, though, and they've broken it down to new minutia, new levels of minutia. You can actually bet on who's going to have the most doubles, triples, team to hit the most home runs.
Oh, Jesus.
These are all things I'm taking a look at. God. Freddie Freeman, a prohibitive favorite to lead the league in doubles, lead the majors in doubles at plus 350.
Okay.
Mookie Betts, your man, doubles 10-1. You get a pretty nice price there. You can come all the way down to Corbin Carroll on this list at 35-1. Who the hell is that? Do we know anything about Corbin Carroll? Does he get a lot of doubles? I don't know. There he is in the gap. Looks like he's going to pull up a stand-up double. And you're going, yeah. Imagine trying to keep track of this bet all season long. How crazy is that?
That's insane.
Is that one that you just stick the ticket somewhere in a closet? And then pulling out at the end of the year to see if you won?
Yeah, you put in like your calendar, the end of the season, check this ticket, and then you forget about it.
Here's one I like, and this is kind of unique. This was only offered up, at least the odds on it, in my New York Post on the Yankees and the Mets. And you have the Yankees, you get minus 125. You have to put up 125 to win 100. If the Yankees will have a longer losing streak than 5.5 games this year.
Oh, God.
Do the Yankees lose 6 in a row at any time during the course of the season?
Oh, I don't know. That lineup's insane.
This is a weird bet, right? And the Mets, you get plus 180 if the Mets can win 8 in a row, plus 7.5.
That's a lot.
7.5 is the number there. The longest winning streak of the season. Will the Mets win 8 games in a row, plus 180, nearly 2-1, Luby? If they just go on a mild streak, you don't even have to care if they make the postseason. Fuck them. Just win 8 in a row at some point during the year. Get off the mat, get out there, and do something positive.
I mean, I think they're going to be better. I think after last year's disaster, there's no expectation, so I think they'll be vastly improved this year. I don't know. 8 games feels like a lot. That's not a lot? That feels like a lot.
Game winning streak is pretty good. I don't know. Did they do it at any time during the course of the season? They only have to do it once, Luby. One time.
These are ridiculous bets.
Sam Rattigliano, one fucking time. One time.
These are insane.
How crazy is this, though? But, I mean, are there enough ways to separate you from your cash?
Exactly.
Think about this. This is before the season even starts, before you bet a single game, before you look at a single pitching line. Which doesn't mean anything anymore anyway, because nobody goes more than 5 1/3.
That's my problem. Sometimes pitchers win MVP, but now, no matter how good a pitcher is, they don't pitch enough to even be considered like MVP level. Like, you pitch 5-6 innings, you win 18 games, you're not getting an MVP out of it. I don't know, left out of left field MVP guys. Like, I just, I can't even think.
Who the hell does? Nobody. I mean, it's always the usual suspects.
Is there someone on the Cubs?
No entertainment value in that. No guts, no
Giants.
Glory,
do the Giants have a guy? Because the Giants, I know, are supposed to be pretty good. Maybe the Giants have some guy.
How about Louis Arise? He would have to be
I was
going to
say, I just think
shot.
The Marlins are going to suck.
He may be a Giant by the end of the year because you know he's not going to last the whole season with the Marlins, which is our one best bet, people. Best bet of the season.
Yeah.
I believe the number was 79 when we started talking about this. It may have dropped to 78. And the Marlins, and this is even better. This is a great sign also. They're playing well enough in spring training to make you think, well, maybe they will be a little bit better than they were last year. No,
nope.
They're going to suck.
Suck.
They're going to be horrible.
Yep.
They're pitching a guy that was questionable as a closer. They had to drop him out and put him in middle relief. A.J. Puck, he's going to be in the starting rotation. Yes. I don't care if he strikes out 100 guys in spring training. He's going to suck. Rhymes with Puck.
Yeah,
we don't wish him any ill will. The guy seems like a decent guy. He's got one of those weird things where he has no mustache and the beard. Like, hey, what are you going to churn butter next? What are you, some kind of Amish guy?
Yeah, he's like Amish.
What are you bringing in this guy with a top hat out of the bullpen for? Gotta be kidding me. Look prosperous, Louis. That's what it's all about.
There you go.
But if that's going to be part of your starting rotation while you're losing the former Cy Young Award winner, Sandy Alcantara, for the entire season, and you're going to try and hodgepodge a thing together. I mean, a makeshift patchwork offensive line is horrible in football. And a makeshift patchwork starting pitching rotation, kiss of death in Major League Baseball. Even if you have three good starters, you're still vulnerable. So if you have nobody that you can sit there and say, wow, this guy's going to be great, he's going to be brilliant all year long, you're going to lose more. Then what would it be? They have to lose 84 games this year? Yeah, to hit 70.
I feel like they're going to win like 74, 75. And that should be under whatever fucking line.
Skip Schumacher is going to come under fire. After being the manager of the year last year, they're going to be talking about, well, I don't know if this guy's really got it anymore. Yes, they lucked out in every one-run game last year. That's another thing to take into consideration, people. We're giving you an opportunity to double your bankroll.
Yeah, the Marlins under seems pretty safe.
Under. That's our one bet. All this other stuff, I mean, please, Luby. Are you kidding me? Team to hit the most home runs. The Braves, prohibitive favorites there. Yeah. -185.
Well, didn't they have five guys that hit 20 plus or 30? Didn't they have like five or six guys that hit 20 plus?
They had like eight guys that hit 30 last year, I think. Unbelievable. Do they do it again, though? That's the question. I mean, people always think that everything history is going to naturally repeat itself, and immediately so. That doesn't always happen. Teams that were great one year, all of a sudden, I mean, they run into all kinds of catastrophic things that divert them from being what they're capable of being. And the next thing you know, they're struggling in last place in the AL East. Look at the Yankees last year. You would have never anticipated that.
No.
They were going to stagger around like they did. Incredible. And a killer lineup just like they do this year, only now they've infused Soto in there. So everybody's got them going right out the door and winning everything.
Which doesn't mean anything.
We shall see. Anyway, 50 ways to lose your money. Yes.
Is there a line on how many games Stanton plays?
There probably is.
I would love that. That's one I would just go under whatever.
What would you say? Under 100?
Yeah, if it's 100, I would go under. If it's like 75.
He's supposedly in great shape, Giancarlo Stanton.
That's perfect.
He's trimmed down. He's taking this more seriously. He figures. And here was the thing. He always started completely, I mean, as sluggishly as you possibly could. Like a slug.
It sucked.
And his April was always horrendous. And then he would start, if he was going to have a good season, he would start pounding the shit out of the ball in May.
Yep.
And you said, well, geez, why don't you just start training a month earlier, Giancarlo?
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe, does that work? I mean, is that logical that if he's going to get off to these perennial slow starts year after year after year, April, 176, 100 strikeouts, one home run, and then he would juice it up when he was playing. I don't know if he was juicing. What would you think?
No.
Is that the reason he's so fragile, Luby? This guy, he opens a can of beer and he pulls his finger out of its socket.
I feel like, because you've heard all these positive things about him, that they might set the line at a nice.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Place where you have to go under. Like, if they said it like 110 games.
Oh, and we didn't deal with the breaking news here. We only got a couple of minutes left with you people on the morning briefing. But how could we be briefing everybody in the morning if we didn't mention this?
Okay.
Luby, and did you catch this? The big story that the NBA has made an adjustment because they see the Lakers are struggling this year. Right now, are in the ninth position, a play-in position, along with Golden State sitting there at number 10. In spite of the fact that we had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday that said, every time you turn on ESPN, the Lakers are winning the championship.
Yep.
You would think, because that's the only team they talk about. The Lakers and Golden State is, Klay Thompson finished? I don't know. Draymond Green, is he what he was a few years ago? No, he's a maniac. He's a nutcase. Golden State's not as good as they were. They held Steph Curry to 4 points the other night. Four stinking points. So it's just not happening like it was when they were in complete synchronization. And they look like something that literally, could have been the lead dancers on Soul Train. No racial under or overtones intended there. I mean, they were in complete rhythm. I mean, they were dancing like a machine. Mm. But that's not happening anymore. And yet ESPN would want you to believe that the Lakers and Golden State were the two best teams in the West.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. So in capitulation to that whole notion that the Lakers have to be in the postseason, Adam Silver has now declared that the winner of the in-season tournament will also get an automatic bid into the second round of the postseason. So the Lakers will be there. What do you think? I mean, is that likely to happen somehow? If they see the Lakers, they seem to be firmly entrenched. I think there's a five-game gap between who's in the 10th seed position there, Golden State, and number 11. So those two teams don't look like they're falling out of at least an opportunity to get into the play-in situation. But do you think they take that into consideration, that to make sure that the Lakers were in the postseason every year? Well, I mean, they were the only team that gave a shit about the in-season tournament also.
Yes.
And then they went on a horrendous losing streak shortly thereafter, which probably compromised any chance they had of just legitimately being among the top six seeds and guaranteeing themselves a spot in the first round of the playoffs. But if you watch ESPN, you will become convinced slowly over time, maybe even quickly, maybe even as soon as tonight, that the Lakers are the team to fear for the NBA.
That's all they talk about. They don't talk. The Thunder and the T-Wolves have been within the top three the entire year.
You wouldn't
year.
Know the T-Wolves were in the league. No, you really would.
Top three the entire year. And they have two young. Look, Cat's been a pain in the ass, but the guy's talented. And Edwards is as all around a talent as there is in the league, if you just look at talent. And they have a nice team. They've been good all year long. They were in the playoffs last year. They pushed the Nuggets farther than anyone. They took the Nuggets to six games in the first round. Like, you wouldn't know they're even in the playoff picture. And the Thunder.
No.
The Thunder are legit. The Thunder could actually win the title. They're the one team. They're a team that could really give the Nuggets crap because they're deep. They're long. They play really good defense. They're tenacious. They're not scared of anybody. And they're talented. And again, you wouldn't know they're in the league. Like,
no, you hear nothing about them. Remember we went there when we were attending the Super Bowl Radio Row, where the prelude to the Super Bowl was in Minnesota for some ungodly reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, people are just, they eat walleye popsicles.
Yes.
Everything is related to the walleye. That is the only food
only fish. Yep.
That you can have any, kind of opportunity to eat there because nothing else is on the menu. Everybody's ice fishing, they're frozen. And yet, what was unique was, I mean, the integrity of the scalpers outside the stadium. We bought a couple of tickets. We were sure we weren't getting in.
Well, because they did a
we may as well have bought circus tickets, as it was the Bucks and the Timberwolves. And we didn't realize the magnitude of this regional rivalry, because you wouldn't think it would exist. There's no regional rivalry between the Orlando Magic and the Miami Heat. Nobody gives a shit about the Orlando Magic here. And consequently, I would imagine in Orlando, they don't know of anything outside of the, world of Disney there. That's it. They don't even know that other cities exist. If they did, they would move out of Orlando because it's a shithole. One of the worst cities ever conceived in the history of the United States of America. But nonetheless, there's no regional rival. We wouldn't have thought that this was a big game, Booby.
Yeah.
We had to pay premium prices for a couple of scalp tickets there. And then it turns out they don't have any physical tickets.
I feel like everyone does this now, but we hadn't gone to a game in a while, and they had just started doing the app stuff where, like, you don't have to worry about having a physical ticket. And I didn't trust it at all.
Before this was big.
I'm like, this dude is.
Didn't you think we got fucked?
Yes, I did. You actually trusted him. I'm like, I don't trust this guy at all. I'm like, this is a load of garbage.
We gave the guy like $100 for two tickets. Overwhelmingly significant for this big rivalry game between the Bucks, who had Matthew Dellavedova at point guard.
Giannis had become good, but they hadn't won a title yet. He wasn't best player in the league yet. He had become a good player, but he hadn't taken the league by storm. The T-Wolves were horrendous. And it was packed.
Timberwolves were awful, yeah.
They were packed.
That still haunts me to this day.
Oh, yeah, that noise.
Every time the Timberwolves do something good, you have this wolf sound that's kind of haunting. And it's a little daunting because nobody's making any noise in the freaking arena. Nobody. The only time they go crazy is when a guy misses two free throws and they all get like a free ice cream at some place that's around the corner. Because there's nothing else to do there. It sucks. It's unbelievable. All right. I don't know. Did we seem a little bitter today? I don't think so. We're a little on edge today for some reason. I maybe it's because of all of the ideas and the possibilities of betting, and then the fact that Lipscomb, they didn't even make the tournament this year. You're Big fucked. Daddy, out. It shows you the best and most well-conceived wagering possibilities can go up in smoke at the harshest and most cruel of times and in the most cruel and unusual of fashions. Mm. As a former Lipscomb guy comes back and beats them with a buzzer shot, and there goes my money. Right? It's the old thing that they used to say at the dog track. Here comes the bunny, and there goes your money. And with that, I don't know that we... this is another one of those shows where you figure, did we accomplish anything today? And the answer to that would not be me. Just a clear cut. You can send it in on the hate mail line. A clear cut, no. Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of the Morning Briefing. For Mike Luby Lubitz, I'm Jeff DeForest. We'll see you tomorrow right here on NoFilter.net and Caffeine TV.
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers, Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers, Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
From the newly renovated sports bar to the beautiful Bayside views captured at the Tiki Bar, Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill has it all. Located at mile marker 104, the Big Chill also offers waterfront dining while experiencing breathtaking sunset views of the Florida Keys. It's simply the hottest spot in the Keys to cool off. That's Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill at mile marker 104 in Key Largo. For more information, call today at 305-453-9066.
Hey folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs, unmatched. Steaks, hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.